This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Sad day for Big Ten and Pac-12 football fans. I feel bad for you guys. I also feel bad for you if you are college basketball fans, because the Pac-12 is canceled all through the entirety of the fall, and the Big Ten may as well have to do it, because if you can't play football outdoors, I don't understand how you can play basketball indoors, which is why I've been saying for a while, if you are not concerned about the idea of canceling college football because you're not a big fan, but you're a big college basketball fan, your entire season is likely to be canceled. For a second straight season, it is likely that we are not going to have March Madness, unless somehow a bubble environment is created for college basketball. Maybe that's easier to do for college basketball because there are a lot fewer players involved than there are for college football. But it would also raise the larger issue of why are these students being treated differently? So I don't think there's any way to put this other than this is a monumental failure of Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, and Larry Scott, the Pac-12 commissioner. They have cost their student athletes immensely, and I believe have done tremendous damage to the overall brand of the Big Ten and the Pac-12, and I actually feel sorry for Big Ten fans out there and for Pac-12 fans out there, because you guys know, I probably, of anybody who does national radio, love college football more than any other host out there, and I am fighting as hard as I can using my platform, using my audience, to try and keep college football going this fall, because the data to me is straightforward and clear. Kids need to be back in school. And by the way, my kindergartner, my youngest kid, goes to in-person kindergarten today. When I finish this program, I am going to go downstairs, eat breakfast with him, and then walk him to his first day of kindergarten, which, by the way, I may end up crying, because I'm actually sometimes sensitive, believe it or not, gonna blow myself up here, because my final kid going to school for, I work from home, so I have my kids around me all day long when they're home from school, when they're young, and this now will be the third of my kids to now go to school, and so I'll have them out of the house theoretically all day, every day now. Now, the truth of the matter is my fourth grader is doing online learning for the next 2 weeks because our county, my kids, my two youngest are in public school, and our county has a hybrid system set up right now where kindergarten through second grade are going in person and third grade to the seniors are right now remote for the first 2 weeks. We're hopeful that after those first 2 weeks, they're going to be back in person, everybody. So I'll still have, for the moment, my nine-year-old home with me. But I'm going to be walking to school, and I'm going to be dropping him off. And I'm probably going to tear up a little bit because that'll be unless I can convince my wife to have a fourth, and she doesn't seem to want to have a fourth kid right now. That'll be it for me in terms of having kids who are too young not to be in school. So I want my kids in school in person, notwithstanding the fact that I'm going to be sad to see the youngest going to kindergarten today. And that's because the data all reflects that kids need to be doing in-person school, whether they're kindergartners like my youngest or whether they are in grad school age. And so as a part of that, if you're going to have kids on campus, if you're going to have them in classrooms and dorms, I don't understand how it's too dangerous to play college athletics in the fall if you're opening up all of these schools. That logic doesn't compute for me. Moreover, you've already been allowing these players to train for months on campus. So how in the world is it suddenly not safe to actually compete? It just, none of this makes logical sense. I believe the Big Ten and the Pac-12 both succumbed to fear porn. It's easy to allow yourself to be overcome by fear if you just sit around and think about bad outcomes all day long, every day, or if you only look at anecdotes. But that's why you need to look at data. And I keep hammering this because it's so significant. College-age kids are more likely to die in a traffic accident driving to campus than they are from the coronavirus on campus. They are more likely to die of the flu, the seasonal flu, college-age kids, than they are to die of the coronavirus. They are more likely to die of drug overdose on campus. They are more likely to die, unfortunately, of alcohol issues on campus. They are more likely to be murdered. They are more likely to be commit suicide. All of these things are wildly more likely ways, unfortunately, for college-age kids to die than from the coronavirus. We don't ever shut down in my life or your life any of these leagues over a seasonal flu. It's more dangerous to kids for the seasonal flu. I mean, it's crazy to me. This is just madness. This is an example of adults who should be making rational, reasonable decisions that are making disastrous choices. And I got to give credit to the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12, who so far are willing to continue to fight against the cancellation of the college football season and at least wait until later in the year and see how things are going on campus and also how overall coronavirus infection rates are going to look come around Labor Day, which is still several weeks from now, as opposed to right now. And by the way, the data reflects that the number of coronavirus cases in the South is going to be way, way lower by Labor Day than it is now because states like Texas and Florida and many others all appear to be on the backside of their outbreaks declining substantially over what we have seen so far in the South. And if that is true and the data continues to travel in the direction that it appears it is going right now, by Labor Day, there are going to be far, far less coronavirus cases in the South, which is primarily where the Big 12 and the SEC and the ACC are located, than there are in any other time right now. So this, to me, is just a failure. And again, what I feel the most is I feel sad for Penn State fans, for Ohio State fans, for Michigan fans. For Nebraska, I went and bought a Cornhusker shirt yesterday because I respect Nebraska's fighting of the Big Ten decisions more than anybody. I respect Scott Frost, Jim Harbaugh, Ryan Day, and James Franklin for all coming out in favor of playing and supporting all their student athletes. And ultimately, I just feel like in the Big Ten in particular, they really yanked the rug right out from underneath the players. I mean, last week, on this very day, the Big Ten released their fall football schedule. If you are going to release your fall football schedule on Wednesday of last week and then cancel the season 6 days later, what kind of leadership is that? You are yanking these kids around and not providing any sort of substantive, intelligent, rational, adult leadership for them at all. It's just an abject failure in my opinion. I want to bring in the crew. Do you guys feel the same way as me, Danny G, that ultimately the Big Ten and the Pac-12 leadership failed their students, their fans, and all the alums out there? Because frankly, I just don't understand and continue to not understand how can these Big Ten schools be opening with students on campus and arguing that's safe, and then simultaneously also saying, but not safe enough to play sports. Those two things don't compute for me.
Yep. And you were talking about how you may be crying later this morning. Somebody yesterday who I saw crying nearly in tears on, I'll just call it a channel since they called you a host or didn't put your name on it at all. But Feinbaum was on yesterday afternoon. He was almost in tears. And that's the way all college fans feel. Miserable decision by the school presidents, bringing the players back, putting them through this crazy protocol, all these protocols.
That's right. For months.
Yeah, only to cancel the season. No padded practices had even taken place, but you put them through all this mess. And the thing is, the protocols were working.
Yeah.
That is the most frustrating part. Then you tease the fans by releasing these schedules, which you were so excited to read on the air last week. It's a total lack of leadership, and the only good I can see coming out of this is, can we please maybe figure out a solution to this where we have a commissioner for the Power Five or something like that? Because all these independent conference leaders that aren't being leaders right now, that's not working.
Well, my concern is that if there was a national commissioner right now, he or she would be trying to shut down all of college sports.
Unless it was somebody smart.
Yeah, but the challenge is the challenge I think is pretty seismic here, because it's a failure on an epic level, and I don't understand.
The worst part is you're going to kick these kids back to campus or back home, where chances are that that's where they can go get COVID. We've talked about this so much on the show. They are safe inside their program.
Yeah, they're more likely. And that's an interesting question, because they are far. If you are truly concerned about the coronavirus, it doesn't compute for me that you could be opening your campus for any in-person instruction or any dormitory living at all. Like, again, I am on the record. I think all kids need to be back in school. But these Big Ten schools that are welcoming students back to campus, the players are by far more likely, if they are going to get the coronavirus, to get it going to a lab or get it going to introductory English classes or science classes or whatever else, than they are from the highly skilled protocols that have been designed to avoid them getting sick. And let me say this. I don't know, like the NCAA here, I don't think they're going to play in spring, all right? So everybody out there who's like, well, they're just going to play, no, they're not. They're not going to play in spring because the same concerns that exist in September that are keeping them from playing are going to exist in February or March, except more significantly, because these are college kids who you then would be requiring to play 20 or 24 games in the space of about 7 or 8 months. There's no way to justify two football seasons. And coaches are recognizing that. Their bodies are young. They can't go through that. Not to mention, it would be like a JV squad, because everybody who has a hope of going to the NFL is not going to play in the spring. But here's a larger issue, by the way. How is this going to work for scholarships now? Because let's say your son is a sophomore at Ohio State right now. Okay, he's not getting to play his sophomore season of football. But all of a sudden, you're going to be bringing in a brand new, maybe I should make it a senior. He's a senior, but he's not good enough to be able to go to the NFL. So he's not getting to play his final year of college football. But then you are bringing in a whole new batch of freshmen starting, ridiculously enough, in January, right? When the new semester starts, because many kids are midterm enrollees. But you only have 85 scholarships for football. So are you suddenly going to get 100 and whatever the math is, 110 scholarships where you get an extra 25 because your freshman class is going to be arriving sooner rather than later and your senior class is not getting to finish their college football careers? So is everybody going to get an extra year in the Big Ten and the Pac-12? And if so, that's going to blow up all of the scholarship limitations. It's also going to exist for all fall sports. I'm just using college football as an example. But if it's for golf, I think golf is a fall sport. I don't even know what all the fall sports are. I think volleyball is a fall sport. Whatever all the fall sports are, they all are going to have major scholarship-related issues. And if this is going to exist for a full year, which I think is going to be the case in the Big Ten and in the Pac-12, you're going to have major scholarship issues across the board for all sports that is going to be a mess, a pretty substantial mess. Dub, what stands out to you about the Big Ten and the Pac-12 decision other than them being total cowards and being illogical and failing at leadership?
Well, what stands out to me is this tweet that I saw yesterday afternoon around 3:30 from a gentleman named Sean Callahan, who works for Rivals and covers Nebraska in the Big Ten. He said that Wisconsin AD Barry Alvarez said teams will get to stay on a 20-hour week in the fall with workouts and drill work. So essentially, these teams are still going to practice together. Yeah. They're still going to work out together. They're still going to go to class with other students and go to study hall and all that stuff. But the one thing they can't do is play football games. It is absolutely ridiculous.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't
right.
make any sense at all. It's like, okay, does the virus know that they're only practicing and not playing games? Obviously not. So, I mean, when I saw that tweet, it honestly just infuriated me that was going to be the case, that all these teams, all these kids, they're going to still put in all the work, but they're not going to get that game on Saturday to really, you know, show out on the field. And it's just totally ridiculous.
One of the things that's ironic to me is Kevin Warren, who is the Big Ten commissioner who canceled the season, has a son who plays for Mississippi State in the SEC. His son may play college football this year, and he didn't allow anybody's sons in the Big Ten to play. I mean, that's pretty crazy. What about you, Eddie Garcia? What stands out to you? I know you're a huge college football fan as well as I am. What do you think about this decision, Big Ten, Pac-12?
Well, first of all, to Dub's point, when I played high school football, weight training and practice was hell. The game was heaven. And
that's so why you did all
yes,
of it.
Yes, exactly. So you're going to tell these guys they got to bust their ass all year round, but they're not going to get any
a
game?
Week. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I would pass on that, frankly, if I was a football player. I don't understand, like you said, why this had to be done now. And I'm still stunned that the Big Ten was one of the first teams to tap out, or was, I guess, the first team technically to tap out. I mean, the SEC to me is number one, but for me, I think the Big Ten, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Wisconsin, Iowa, these are, I just can't imagine not having a college football season without these teams taking part in it.
Yeah, and I can't imagine being a fan right now because I feel like your conference just basically walked up and smacked you right in the face. And said, we don't care about you. And we don't care about data, and we don't care about basic analysis of risk. We just are going to curl up in the fetal position. But to your point, Eddie, I mean, I think there are a lot of players probably feeling like you do. Like, why would I want to work out for 20 hours all semester busting my ass when you're not going to allow me to play college football this year? I mean, I'm not saying they shouldn't stay in shape, but training for football is a lot different than training like you and me are going to go to the gym and work out. I mean, it's pretty intense. And again, to Dub's point, if you're able to do everything but play the games, where is somebody out there saying, oh, hey, the game, look, football's not safe. There is far, to me, the risk to these players of serious injury is more substantial playing the game of football than it is from actually the coronavirus. So if you're concerned, if you want to be embracing safetyism, the game itself is dangerous, more dangerous to these players by and large than the coronavirus itself. Roberto, you think it's as crazy as everybody else?
Well, I know the Pac-12 schools, I think a lot of schools or campuses are not opening, right? They're doing it from virtual.
I think there are more Pac-12. I'm not sure all of the schools. I think somebody look into that. I think the Arizona schools are planning on being open. I know that the California schools are not
They're not. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what's going on in Washington or Oregon.
So I can understand that maybe that being the reason, well, because the schools are being virtual. In the Big Ten, if schools are
opening, which is going to happen in the ACC and the SEC and the Big 12 as well, which is why I think those three conferences are sticking to the idea to play.
Yeah, then that's very idiotic then.
I want to encourage all of you out there, by the way, as we get ready for Jeff Schwartz, who actually played football at Oregon. I'm curious what he thinks about the decision to cancel Pac-12. He's going to join us next. But as we go to break, OutKick.com. Biggest day we have had on the site in a very, very long time yesterday. Obviously, a lot of attention out there with our interview of Donald Trump, President of the United States. But I want you guys to go sign up for OutKick VIP. We have thousands of you that are rolling in every single week, every single month to sign up for the OutKick VIP. Get the right to comment on all of our articles. You get an OutKick VIP message board. Jason Whitlock and myself interact there on a regular basis. You get the OutKick VIP phone line, which a lot of people have been using. You probably have been hearing them calling into the show to be able to comment on whatever topics we are discussing on a day-to-day basis when we take calls. And you get an autographed copy of my most recent book. We have ordered thousands of copies. I am personally hand-signing all of them. And you yourself can also get hooked up now by signing up for the OutKick VIP. We have monthly cost of $12.99 a month or $99 for the entire year. It's a great gift. It's easy to sign up for. We also have a ton of new OutKick gear, including an anti-Corona Bro t-shirt that I am wearing right now. If you hate the Corona Bros, everybody out there who is trying to get everything canceled because of the coronavirus, you're going to love this shirt. But go sign up for OutKick VIP today.
Be sure to catch live editions of OutKick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome back, Geico Outkick Studios, joined now by Jeff Schwartz, former Pac-12 football player, longtime NFL veteran. Jeff, what do you think about the Pac-12 decision as a former Oregon football player? Well, obviously, he ties in with the Big Ten decision as well.
I also host a show on Sirius Radio every day called Pac-12 Today. It's going to be hard to host.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
About the Pac-12.
How long is the show? Day.
Well, right now we're on like a summer thing where we just do a podcast and put out, but normally it's 6 to 9 Eastern every Monday through Friday.
Oh, I didn't even know that. So you'd have three hours a day to talk about Pac-12 issues with nothing going on in the Pac-12. That show can't go on, can it?
Well, so for the last 2 months, we've done basically like last night I recorded a 2-hour podcast that we played today, essentially.
Yeah.
That's what we've been doing now. And so I don't know. I think we're contractually obligated to have a show on once a day for like two years.
Yeah.
Look, luckily for me, I do cover the NFL, right? So
yeah.
I can, and obviously I watch basketball, I watch baseball, I follow sports. So, I mean, we can do like a hybrid show, basically do NFL essentially on Pac-12 radio. But yeah, I mean, there's a Big Ten station too on Sirius. I know guys that work for the Big Ten station. I mean, look, if you had told me that I lost a job because I was fired, sure. That's like a reasonable thing that could happen. But to say like I can't work because there's just no football, something I never expected to happen. I mean, last night was the weirdest show I've ever recorded, right? I mean, to basically talk about a school, I mean, a conference shutting down. I mean, I have to record tonight. What am I going to talk about tonight? It's crazy. I'm just sad because I felt like they could have waited. The Pac-12 had kind of done everything right up until this point. They scheduled September 26th, the first weekend, same as the SEC did, just because, you know, they knew they needed time. They've done a good job as far as the players on campus that have already on campus have done a great job. They've stayed healthy for the most part. They've been training. They've done their job. California last week just kind of gave a guideline for how the four schools in California can get back to playing as soon as possible. But a couple of things that kind of, you know, hurt in that is that the Pac-12 agreed, they vowed to play 12 teams or no teams. And right now, California, they be behind, right? Camp is supposed to start Monday. They couldn't have camp, right? And so USC, UCLA, Stanford, Cal would have to kind of be behind. I think the Pac-12 was worried about that. I just didn't feel like you had to do this now. The outcome might still be the same in 2 or 3 weeks, but I felt like delay, which is what the Big 12 did, was the kind of the smart way to go right now. And I'm just sad, man. Like, you know, I love my Oregon Ducks. I love the conference. And I wish that we had delayed, but that's, didn't happen. And it's going to set our conference back, especially if the other three major conferences play and we don't.
Yeah. So let's talk about that in a context here, under which this is at play. What happens now from a procedural standpoint? Because I don't believe that spring football is going to happen. So some people are immediately going to say, okay, they're going to play in fall. So let's go to this spring football idea in the Big Ten and the Pac-12. I believe it's just, first of all, you're talking about starting the season in the middle of cold and flu season, which in theory would be when the coronavirus is most viable, right? You're also talking about the potential of doing the season before there's a vaccine, because there's no way that football players are going to be at the front of the line to get a vaccine, because by and large, young, healthy people are the last people that need the vaccine. If you look at death rates, they should be the last to get it, because older people by far should be first, right? So all that. Yeah. Plus, your body as a young person at 18 or 19 years old playing 20 or 24 games or whatever the heck it would need to be in the space of like 7 or 8 months is flat out almost unbelievable. So do you agree with all those things? How would you assess the idea of spring football?
Yeah, it's not happening. I mean, it sounds good. It gives you hope. Look, the Pac-12 announced their cancellation with no assumption of spring football. They said that we have no athletics, and that includes men's and women's basketball, by the way.
Yeah.
Till January 1st, the Big Ten is the one who floated the idea of you know
spring
playing
football.
Yeah. I gotta say, you know, the Pac-12 at least stuck together in this. The Big Ten obviously did not, and they've been all over the place. You know, spring football is not going to happen for the reason you mentioned, right? Is that playing, you know, two seasons in one calendar year is just not healthy.
As someone who played college football, explain to people out there who may not understand, how physically debilitating to your body would it be as an 18-year-old to try to play, let's say, 20 or 24 football games in the space of like 6 or 7 months?
Well, you're just not used to it, right? I mean, you're used to playing 12 to 15 games possibly. You know, the NFL, obviously, you can play. If you include the old schedule, you play 4 preseason games, and you know, if you make the Super Bowl, you play 23 games. Let's say, you know, you build yourself into that, right? Like you have, you know, you have a first year in the NFL, second year in the NFL, you build into that. You don't build into that in college. You know, players would have no idea how to handle that stress on their bodies, and it might not affect them that year per se, but it will affect them in years moving forward. There's also the fact of an injury that occurs at the beginning or any point of this spring football schedule could keep you out of the fall schedule as well. So you have one injury costing you 2 seasons, which really doesn't happen now unless you have a dislocated knee and you have to miss obviously 2 or 3 years to do that. You know, there's also the consideration, in my opinion, of the weather. Okay. Most places have terrible weather in February and March. Do we really want to play college football when the weather is that bad every week? No, we don't. Like, seriously. I mean, that again, is not great for the players and the playing conditions. And then also the NFL draft, right? I mean, the NFL is under no obligation to move their draft.
Right.
And I don't think they will.
And training for the combine, which is where you and I met, which is the bigger part than the draft itself, is getting ready to go post your measurables in February. Even if the NFL moved their draft back, it's hard to believe that they would need to have the combine still in March or something, right? Which would be right in the middle of the season as well.
Correct. And so they're going to have to do a lot of different things to make that work if you're the NFL. And the NFL, again, is under no obligation to make those work, especially if the three other conferences play their season, which I think that they're definitely going to try to play their season. I mean, there's no doubt that they're going to try to do it, whether or not end up doing it, we'll see, but they're at least going for it. And if the NFL plays on time, which again I think they're doing a great job, if you watch Hard Knocks last night, you saw all the different procedures and protocols they put in place, they're going to play. And so their calendar is going to be the same next year. Why are they going to move their calendar around because two major Power 5 conferences didn't play their season? So I do wonder if players try to transfer like now, like whether or not Penei Sewell, the left tackle for Oregon, can get a waiver and go to an SEC school and be the left tackle, which I'm sure that every SEC school outside of maybe Alabama would want him to come in and and play right now. I mean, you're a Vols fan. If you put Trey Smith and Penei Sewell on one side, you'll have the best side of college football. I wonder if that might happen, if they will allow people just to transfer, within the next month.
Well, and that ties into my other big question for you is, pretend that you had been a senior at Oregon and your senior year gets canceled. How is the NCAA going to handle scholarship limits when all of these rising seniors in high school now have either accepted or will be accepting scholarships going forward? You have an 85 scholarship limit. For the guys out there that are the Trevor Lawrences or the Justin Fields of the world who are good enough to go to the NFL, I think they'll just go ahead and matriculate to the NFL. But what about like you? You know, like when you were a senior, you were trying to prove that you could be an NFL player. You wouldn't want to just go off into have to give up your career, I wouldn't imagine. I'd imagine you'd want to come back and try to play another year. But all those freshmen coming up, you have 85 scholarships. Are the Pac-12 and the Big Ten going to have to go to 110 scholarships? I mean, how's that going to work?
I think they're going to take the model of the spring sports. And so for the spring sports, NCAA essentially is like, if you want to keep that player on for another year, you're welcome to do so, but there's no obligation. So for example, I'll tell you, like, Oregon kept their like two or three best softball players and let all the other ones leave.
Yeah.
So like, I could see that being the scenario for college football. If you are a contributor, if you are a special teams player, if you're a leader and you want to come back for one more year, they keep you on. So one team might have 92 scholarships, one might have 95. Obviously, the finances of that have to work out for your university, and that's how you kind of build your roster for one season, is you keep, extra scholarships available for the players that you want to come back. I think that's the best way to go, because you're right. You would have to have, basically for a five-year period, 110 scholarships on your team, because you can't just grant – you have to go basically everyone extra season.
Right. And everybody, I would think, let's say you're a sophomore or a junior, I'd think most guys would want that option to count this year as a redshirt year, meaning they would get 5 years to play four. So those guys, it's not like it just goes away after 1 year, the fact that you have too many scholarships. This is something that's a rolling problem for years to come.
Well, it's really for some guys 6 years to play four.
Yeah.
Because, some have already redshirted already.
Yeah, right.
And they're on the track. So it's really 6 years to play four. And that's what I think a lot of guys would choose. I mean, why not, right? You're still in college. You're still on scholarship. You have a chance to get your master's degree now, maybe, for free. So a lot of guys would choose that if the schools let them. And, again, it's a money issue, in my opinion, because, some schools don't have the money to – and this is a big issue that we're going to see, is that there's just not enough money to do the proper protocols. If you watch, again, I'll refer back to Hard Knocks. If you watch Hard Knocks last night, you saw all the money the Rams and Chargers, every team has done this, has put into making their place, they're up to guidelines for the distancing that has to be done. And the NFL has done a really good job so far of keeping players healthy. Colleges just can't afford that. There's no – Oregon State cannot afford – to build an entire new locker room, to have new infrastructure, to make it all work, where Oregon can. There's a discrepancy in what teams can do on the college side. I think we'd see that with the scholarships and how they handle their players returning for one more season.
You also hit on something significant. Do you think a lot of, like, if you were a star Pac-12 or Big Ten player, would you be trying to explore a medical hardship right now to potentially go if the SEC and the Big 12 and the ACC are going to play? I know it's super short notice, but would you be trying to figure out if there's a way to get out of a Pac-12 or a Big 10 school to go elsewhere?
I think it depends on your draft status. So, like, for example, I'll use Penei Sewell again, Oregon's left tackle. He doesn't have to play to be the number one tackle off the board in the draft. No one's going to pass him. But if you're like a third round pick, a fifth round pick, yes. But I do not think that an SEC school, a Big 12 school, is going to want to do that at this moment, right? I mean, like, they probably already have a third round pick at that position, fifth round pick at that position. Why are they going to take
you on,
essentially?
What about recruits? What about if you were right now a recruit who had yet to get to campus in the Big 12 or the Pac-12? Wouldn't you at some point be like, man, I'm sorry, in the Big 10 or the Pac-12? Wouldn't a part of you be like, why am I going to school now if I can't play football at all? Like, does it make sense to go somewhere else?
Yeah, but you have to get out of that scholarship, right? I mean, you've already signed you're already under technically under scholarship with that team when you sign your letter of intent. So yes, I mean, players might feel that way, but I think that, you know, in the short term, this is 1 year, right? So, you know, if you're a recruit and you've recruited and you commit to Oregon and you've gone through the process and you love Oregon, you love Mario, you know, you're just going to stay. This is a redshirt year. You're not going to play this year, but you have the chance to obviously play and live out your dream to play for the Ducks next season. If this was a multi-year thing, I think that, yes, people will look at that. But in 1 year, probably not. But look, there's guys at Oregon's, you know, Oregon was the 11th best class last year. I'm sure there's players on that roster that people would love to poach.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Jeff Schwartz, appreciate the time, my man. We will talk to you next week.
All right, take care, bud.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Congrats to Buffalo. Great American sports city. that always supports the Sabres tremendously and does the same for the Bills. That is a pretty cool story for them to have Major League Baseball, even if they can't go in person, which obviously defeats much of the purpose of Major League Baseball. Still a cool story there. So I want to like kind of dive into what I think is a fascinating angle about the Big Ten and the Pac-12 canceling, which you're probably not going to hear anywhere else. And we'll kind of pivot this over into the start of hour three as well. But I imagine, I can't remember, how many of you guys have the Big Ten Network and or the Pac-12 Network on your cable, satellite, or streaming package? Danny G, do you have it?
No, so I use a Fire Amazon stick right now. I go a la carte.
So you don't have the Big Ten Network or the Pac-12 Network?
Nope.
What about you, Dub?
Big Ten, yes. Pac-12, no.
And do you pay or are you using your parents' passwords?
Yeah, still using the parents' passwords here. Right.
So you actually are not losing any money here. This would theoretically be your parents. So we're 0 for 2, by the way, on people. So I'll start. I actually myself pay for the Big Ten Network and the Pac-12 Network. So that's 1 for 3. What about you, Eddie Garcia? Do you have either one of those stations?
Yes to the Big Ten, no to the Pac-12.
All right, so you pay for the Big Ten Network. What about you, Roberto? Do you have either?
I got the Pac-12, yes. Big Ten, I'm not sure.
Okay. So the point here, and I want you guys to think about this a little bit as out there listening as we come back. The reason why the Big Ten Network and the Pac-12 Network exist is to put on sporting events. That's why you pay for the Big Ten Network and the Pac-12 Network. Now that they have canceled the fall, shouldn't every single person who pays for the Pac-12 Network and the Big Ten Network get a refund on that channel? Shouldn't that be potentially hundreds of millions of dollars that American sports fans are entitled to receive back, because there's no reason for you to be paying for the Pac-12 Network or the Big Ten Network if there's zero sports? There's no way you would pay. I mean, the answer will probably be what's going to be on those stations this fall, and I didn't even think about it until Jeff Shorts pointed out that he's got a Pac-12 Today radio show to do usually. But the only reason you pay for those channels is to be able to watch the games. And when there's no games going on at all, you are effectively getting fleeced. And why would you pay, especially when it's likely that the spring season of sports is going to get canceled too? So effectively, there's no reason for the Big Ten Network or the Pac-12 Network to exist as businesses with their conferences making the decision to cancel. We'll talk about this a little bit more when we come back, but this is a seismic financial hit that these athletic departments and all these different universities may be taking on top of the schools themselves not being able to play sports. Why should they get television money for a season where there is no sports? I'm going to unpack this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.